Thank you for plugging into this Family Life News podcast, streaming issues-driven, family-focused news.
Today is the National Day of Prayer, and of course, it's a little bit different this year with social distancing. With us, Pastor Adam Weber, lead pastor with Embrace Church, a multi-site church based out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota. So, Adam, would you share some options or ideas for connecting with others to pray in this social distancing world?
Yeah, I think it really provides an opportunity during this strange, bizarre season we're in. And technology is absolutely there. So Zoom calls. I've done more pastoral care over Zoom than any other time that I've been a pastor. And even on Facebook, just asking and posting in a group or on your Facebook wall, hey, is there something I can pray for? You can either comment or you can send me a direct message. But the other thing that I think is maybe most meaningful now than any other time is actually just writing a note in the mail and sending a letter to a person and actually including the prayer right in the note itself. I'm actually encouraging a bunch of people. There's a nursing home locally in town here that has some guests there that don't have many visitors. And so we're going to send a bunch of cards to this nursing home filled with prayers and filled with Bible verses just to encourage these people to let them know they're not alone, that they're loved by God.
Oh, I love that. What a great practical way to encourage others, especially in this time of social distancing.
Yeah, sometimes, again, it's the simplest things. And what's powerful about a prayer being written is that that person can hold on to it. And I know for me, at different times, I've actually pulled out letters that people have written to me, whether it's just the words or if they've written a prayer. And it's been powerful for me, not just one time, but it's one of those things that continues to minister to a person.
Wow. Adam, each of us as Christ followers is called to talk with God. Could you address that calling?
Yeah, that's so good. First off, it's a part of our relationship with God. Just as a part of any relationship is communication and speaking with one another, whether it's a friendship, a relationship between a child and their parent, a marriage, whatever it might be. And a relationship is such an important aspect of our relationship with God. And so we have the ability to speak with Him, to talk with Him. And so just at the very basics, it's crucial to our relationship with God. And then the other aspect, really on this day of prayer, is praying for others and the power of prayer. Again, it's crazy that God hears our voice. All throughout the Psalms, David says, "You hear my voice. You hear my cry." And prayer changes things. If not our circumstances, every single time it changes us.
Yes.
Just as we're speaking with Him, as we're crying out to Him, oftentimes the voice of God is speaking to us in that same moment and really bringing discernment to us in ways. It's like, gosh, I was praying for this, and yet, God, you actually wanted to change me.
Yeah, it humbles us, and I think it magnifies our need for Him. Adam, how can we move beyond feeling inadequate in prayer to eagerly seeking to communicate with the Lord?
Oh, that's so good. I know prayer is so intimidating for people. That's true of new Christians. It's also true of people who have been following Jesus for years and years and years. How I always explain it, I have a wonderful relationship between myself and my dad. My dad is my hero. And when I approach him, I never feel the need to edit my words. I never feel the need to like sound better than I actually am, or to talk with him in these big fancy words. Instead, I can speak with him exactly how I'm feeling. I can just say, "Dad, it's been a really hard day." Or, "Dad, I feel really foolish. I made a big mistake." Or, "Dad, I don't know what to do in this situation. I'm trying to fix this dishwasher. Like, you tell me what, you know." Like, I never edit my words. And the same is true with God. We can come right where we are, just as we are, and speak with him with an honest heart, a candid heart. Whether we're filled with joy, whether we're filled with grief or sorrow, we can speak to him right there. The only time I doll my words up is if I'm trying to impress somebody that I don't really know, or I'm trying to like make myself look better. And yet I'm so thankful that God sees all of us, every part of us, and he still wants a relationship with us. And so we can come right where we are, unfiltered. And so just exactly what you're feeling inside, just speak those words to God.
No. Oh, amen. Thank you. I have tears in my eyes right now. Adam, thanks for that refreshing reminder that we can just come to the Lord as we are. You've written a book called Talking with God. Where can our listeners learn more about you?
Yeah, they can find out more at adamweber.com. Also on social, on Facebook, Twitter. I'm most active on Instagram. It's Adam A. Weber. And you can find me, and I'd just be delighted to pray for you or encourage you or cross paths with you.
That's Pastor Adam Weber with Embrace Church. I'm Tracy Lynn, Family Life News.